פרק כ"א, פסוק א', הדבר אשר היה אל ירמיה מאת אדוני בשלוח אליו המלך צדקיהו את פשחור בן מלכיה ואת צפניה בן מעשיה הכהן לאמור. The word of God that came to Yirmiyahu from Hashem when the king Zedekiah sent to him Pashhur ben Malkiah and Zephaniah ben Maaseiah HaKohen say. Zedekiah sends messengers during the siege to ask Yirmiyahu for the word of God. Zedekiah does this repeatedly. We're going to see in the later chapters throughout the siege and as things get worse, he continues to send messengers to Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyah never changes what he says. He continues to prophesy doom, and he continues to advise surrender. Zedekiah continuously refuses, but it's almost a ritual that Zedekiah continuously engages in, is the sending of messages, hearing the word of God, and then not listening, or either because he's unable to, or for whatever reason. And we'll find this repeated ritual, and this is the first time it appears here in the text of Yirmiyah. Zedekiah asks Yirmiyah to seek the word of God for us. Because Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, is fighting against us. Maybe God will perform for us a miracle and he will withdraw from us. Again, most of the Mefarshim explain B'chol Nifle Otav, similar to the miracle of Sanheriv against Hezekiah. So again, Zedekiah is counting on God for miraculous intervention here. Even though the Navi said that wasn't going to come, he hopes that the Nevi will either pray or intervene on some level and gain salvation from God for him. Vayomer Yirmiyahu alehim ko tomeru min Zedekiah. Sends the message to Zedekiah. Pasuk dalet. Ko amad Adonai Elohei Yisrael, hineni mesev et kli ha-milchama asher biyadchem, asher atem nilchamim bam et melech bavel ve'et hakasdim hatzarim alechem mechutz lachoma ve'asefti otam. So God says, I am going to transfer the weapons of battle that are in your hands and that are you're fighting with to Melech Bavel and to the Babylonians that are laying siege onto your city outside of your city, and I will gather them into this city. So question that the Mefarshim asked is really, we never see this happen, that the enemies confiscate our weapons and use against us amongst all the tragedy of the Hurban. The Radak explains that it's not literal that they'll take the weapons, but the weapons will be useless, and since they'll be as useless, it's as if they were turned over to the hands of the enemy. Pasukhe. ונלחמתי אני איתכם ביד נטויה ובזרוע חזקה ובאף ובחימה ובכסף גדול. And I will fight against you with an outstretched hand and a strong arm, with anger and wrath and a great rage. Here we have a play on the words that are used in our salvation, which is usually biyad hazaka or bizroa netuya, and here we have bizroa hazaka, right? We have a yad netuya and a zroa hazaka, an outstretched hand and a zroa hazaka. The Farshim explain that the yad netuya, right, the outstretched hand, that represents things in the hand that come direct from God, and therefore, like plague and destruction. Zeroa, which is the further arm, which sends the hand as its shaliah, so that's talking about where God is going to destroy us vis-a-vis a shaliah. פסוק ו' וכתי את יושבי העיר הזאת ואת אדם ואת הבמה בדבר גדול ימותו. And I will strike down the people that live in the city, the men and the animals, with a great pestilence, and they will perish. Pasuk Zayin. V'acharichem ne'um Adonai eten et Zedekiyahu melech Yehuda v'et Abadav v'et ha'am v'et ha'nisharim b'ir hazot min ha'dever min ha'cherev min ha'av b'yad Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel b'yad oyvehem u'b'yad mevakshei nafsham v'ikam lefi harev lo yahus aleihem v'lo yahmol v'lo yirachem. And after this, says God, I will give Zedekiyahu, the king of Yehuda, and his servants and the people, and those that are left in the city, left over, that survivors from the pestilence, from the sword, and from the famine. I will give them over into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar and their enemies and those who seek to harm them. And they will kill, they will hit them, strike them with the sword. They will not pity them, and they will have no compassion on them, or no mercy. Pasuk het. Ve'lama ze tomar ko amal adonai hineni noten lifnechem et derech hayim ve'et derech hamavet. Yirmiyah now presents the famous choice that he presents very often. He says you have two choices. You have the path of life or the path of death. This also plays on the Torah, but Yirmiyah uses it for a very different meaning. Pasuk tet. Hayoshev ba'ir hazot yamut b'cherev u'b'ra'av u'b'dever. Those who stay in the city, meaning who stay and oppose Babel, will die with the sword, the famine, with the pestilence. Hayotzev and afalal kazdim, and those who go out and to surrender to the Babylonians, to Sir Malachim, that lay siege on him, v'haya v'haytalo nefsho l'shala, he will live, and his very own nefesh, his life, will be his spoils. Meaning he may not, even that person may not escape with much more than his life, but that should be enough. This is what Yirmiyah does many times, really the first time in the book, that he's openly encouraging the people. Not the first time, actually, we've seen it before, but he's encouraging the people to go out and surrender. This, as we will see very shortly, incensed many people and accused Yirmiyah of being a traitor, actually. But this is what Yirmiyah continuously does, tell the people to abandon the city and surrender to the Babylonians. Pasuk Yud. Ki samti fanai ba'ir hazot l'ra'ah. Placed my face on this city for evil. Ve'lo l'tova, not for good, ne'um Adonai. The word of God. Biyad melech Babel tinaten usrafa ra'ish. In the hands of the king of Babel it will be given, and it will be burnt in fire. In the house of the kings of Judah, hear the word of God. Yud bet. Bet David. Ko amar Adonai. Dinu laboker mishpat. Vasilu gazul miyad ushik. Pentetze ka ish hamati ubara ve'en bechabbe b'bnei rowa ma'alechem. Now Yirmiyah addresses directly the kings, and he tells them what they need to do, that they can have, they can save themselves. And he says, "Dinu laboker mishpat." So this is an interesting statement. Judge to the morning the judgment. What does this mean? To the morning. So the Al Sheikh has an interesting perush. He claims this is unclear, and he says that this is similar to when a person has a case which is unclear. One shouldn't rush to judge, but actually should delay to the next morning so that they'll have time to deliberate it. So pay attention to your cases. Don't rush to judge. Dinu laboker mishpat, v'hasilu gazul miyad oshik. And of course, to actually save the oppressed from the oppressor. Pentese ka'esh hamati u'ba'arav en mechabe. Because lest my rage come out like a fire and burn, and there'll be no one to extinguish it. Because of the evil of your deeds. No one to extinguish it means there'll be no one to survive. There'll be no one to live through this destruction. Pasuk Yud Gima. Hineni elayich yoshevet ha'emek sur ha'mishor ne'um Adonai ha'omrim mi yehat aleinu u'mi yavo b'monoten. I am against you, the ones who live in the valley, on the mountain of the plain, the word of Hashem. You say, who can attack us? Who can enter our homes? Yerushalayim is called Yoshevet Ha'emek Sur HaMishor because it is a mountain surrounded by valleys. And this he's addressing them because this is part of what gave them that false hope. The perfect situation of a mountain surrounded by valleys made it almost impenetrable. Pasuk Yudel, Ufakati alechem kifri ma'alechem ne'um Adonai v'sati ish v'ya'arav achlat kosibotem. Right, so I will pay you according to the fruit of your deeds, said Hashem. I will set fire to the forest, which will consume all that is around it. The forest here, right, are generally used to speak about the cities that surround Yerushalayim, which will be burnt by the fire.